A media statement from the DA earlier today in the name of Emma Powell, Deputy Shadow Minister for Water and Sanitation and Human Settlements. And in it, I'm told that the DA is writing to the Auditor General requesting a special audit and investigation into the affairs of the Housing Development Agency. Apparently, the annual report, which will be put before the Housing Portfolio Committee tomorrow, has confirmed the DA's ongoing warnings that the entity is in extreme crisis. Emma Powell joins us now. Emma, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
What is the Housing Development Agency supposed to do?
So the Housing Development Agency is a state entity, and the Minister of Human Settlements is the executive authority of the entity. They are essentially responsible for partnering with provincial administrations and municipal administrations in both identifying viable land for human settlement developments, as well as partnering with various departments in delivering housing opportunities. So, for example, the HDA is the entity that the minister has tasked with the COVID-19 de-densification program.
Okay, so if it were a well-run entity, it would serve a purpose, or would your view be that even as a well-run entity, it's duplicating what other organs of state are already doing or should be doing?
Well, essentially it's meant to complement the work of provincial and municipal, the metropolitan municipalities who roll out housing. It's supposed to play a complementary role. But we've seen over the past number of years that the entity has been consistently mired in controversy and has been systematically unable to deliver on its targets. And as you would have seen from my media statement, the irregular expenditure just in the past financial year has shot up to 131 million rand. And let's just put that into the context of the fact that the entity only has a total budget of 475 million rand. So we're looking at almost a quarter of their budget that has to be written off in terms of irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
And, I mean, the sort of headline-grabbing part of your statement, Emma, is that the full-time CEO earned, well, he doesn't seem to have been full-time for very long because it seems to have had a succession of acting CEOs, COOs, and CFOs, but the full-time salary is 6.5 million rand a year. I mean, that is a staggering amount of money for a state institution.
Absolutely. And if we just put that into the context of, you know, the minister who only earns around about 2.4 million rand. So while the entire department's budget is sitting sort of somewhere year on year between 29 billion and 33 billion, this entity has a budget of about 1.4% of the total national department, and yet the CEO is earning 6.5 million. And I must also just point out to the listeners that this salary increased, in fact, by 2.25 million rand from the previous year's salary.
At whose instigation, Emma? I mean, who is responsible? I mean, so if it's 2.225 million and it's now 6.5, then it would have been an increase of 50%. So, I mean, who's responsible for that increase?
Yeah. So the increase itself was 2.25 million rand. The salary of the CEO is regulated in terms of the Act, the Housing Development Agency Act. And that Act specifies that the board, in consultation with the Minister of Housing and the Minister of Finance, must determine the salary of the CEO. So it would have been a board recommendation that would have been signed off by both Minister Lindiwe Sisulu in consultation with Minister Mboweni. And I must just also point out that the Public Service Commission pay scales and their jurisdiction does unfortunately not extend to entities. So there seems to be very little recourse available in terms of remedial action with regards to this and other salaries at the entity.
Even if the organization were well run, which by your account it manifestly is not, then, you know, how is it possible that The board sanctions it. Lindiwe Sisulu says, I'm comfortable with that. And Tito Mboweni is now asking public servants to accept 1% increases for the next 3 years, is comfortable with a 50% increase.
Well, unfortunately, this is not a new situation. We see across both state-owned enterprises and entities that the ANC does tend to use these as patronage networks. So, I mean, just in the context of the fact that this specific entity has had between six and seven acting CEOs in the past 3 years, it's been under administration three times and has now been placed under administration again by the minister. It's had four acting CFOs. We know recently the minister hired SASA grant scandal embroiled Brian Mosela, who she's now fired, Mickey Zayia, who knew Mr. Mosela through Tokyo Sexualis and Vela Panda Group. It seems to my mind this entity may in fact be serving as some form of a patronage network. That, of course, would need to be, you know, tested in a court of law, but that on the face of it is certainly how it appears to the official opposition and to the public.
And it really, I mean, housing is such a challenge, and the interlocking of housing responsibilities and release of funds and release of land, such a critical element in providing better housing for more people in South Africa. And the complication of having various responsibilities assigned to local government, to provincial government and national government. I'm starting to think that a housing development agency, which is on the ball, is critical and would go some distance at least to freeing up more land, freeing up more funds, and freeing up capacity to better house more people.
Absolutely. In this financial year, the financial year that the report is concerned, only 56% of targets were met by the entity. In terms of the National Department of Human Settlements, there's a huge role that an effective and efficient housing development agency could play. For example, with all of the priority development areas that have been identified for land acquisition by provincial administrations, in terms of rolling out the emergency de-densification program. I mean, John, 13% of South Africans, which is roughly 8 million South Africans, still live in informal dwellings. So housing is a critical function of government, and it's a function that has direct consequences for the poorest people of this nation. So in that context, you know, the consistent failure of the Housing Development Agency and of a number of very poor performing provinces across the country in terms of human settlement are cause for huge concern by the Democratic Alliance. And we have already asked the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, as well as the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee for Housing, to initiate an inquiry into the HDA. We've also asked for a full rundown on all of the projects that they have delivered against the promises that the minister made on the informal settlement de-densification program, because as listeners and yourself would know, just from cursory reading of the news, very little has been achieved in terms of any of the targets that Minister Lindiwe Sisulu or the HDA or provinces, a number of provinces, set out to achieve in April last year.
Emma Powell, thanks for talking to us, Shadow Minister for the DA for Water, Sanitation and Human Settlements.